Welcome to Democracy Truth, a podcast about elections in Arizona. I'm April, your host from the League of Women Voters of Arizona. My co-host today is another League member, Emra. Today we are discussing ERIC and how it helps with election integrity.
Hey, you know, when I hear about ERIC, depending on the source, I hear that ERIC is good or ERIC is terrible. It leaves me like, who is this ERIC guy and why should I care if he's good or bad?
Poor ERIC. People are forming opinions without even knowing what ERIC really is.
What exactly do you mean by what it is?
Let's clear that up. ERIC isn't a person. It's an acronym standing for Electronic Registration Information Center.
Interesting. So how is ERIC good or bad?
Before we come to any conclusions, let's talk about ERIC's role in elections. ERIC is a tool designed to maintain accurate voter rolls and prevent voter fraud.
That sounds kind of important, but how does it work?
ERIC collects information from a variety of sources, including voter registration records, motor vehicle records, Social Security Administration death records, and USPS change of address records.
Wow, that's a lot of information. And ERIC has all of this information just floating around somewhere?
Well, ERIC has a lot of safeguards in place to protect people's privacy. A lot of sophisticated technology is used to keep information safe.
That's good to hear. But I still can't help but feel concerned about all of this data being collected.
Not to worry. The ERIC organization is aware of these concerns. They are quite careful to maintain safety and privacy. ERIC uses industry standard techniques to protect the data they've collected, while, according to ERIC, it does not publicize its specific internal security measures. It maintains a dedicated privacy and technology advisory board, and any personal voter data is encrypted into a string of characters that is unreadable by humans. ERIC's executive director told VotePeak magazine in April 2022 that ERIC has never had a data breach.
So they're diligent about security, but who has access to this information?
Only authorized personnel at ERIC can access the data. So with ERIC's strong security measures in place, I believe that ERIC is a responsible organization that takes privacy seriously. If you still have concerns, I would encourage you to learn more about ERIC by looking at the information available on their website.
Yeah, I might just do that. But I've also heard that ERIC might have a partisan agenda.
That's a myth. I know it's strange. ERIC is completely nonpartisan. In fact, it's a bipartisan success story.
Bipartisan. But how did ERIC come to be?
ERIC was created in 2012 by seven states, Colorado, Utah, Virginia, and Washington, led by Republican chief election officials, and Delaware, Maryland, and Nevada, led by Democratic officials. Now, 24 states, including Arizona, plus the District of Columbia, are members.
I'm curious about funding. Who foots the bill for ERIC?
ERIC was initially funded by the Pew Charitable Trusts. Now it's financed by its member states, the ones I just mentioned. And ERIC is classified as a public charity.
So ERIC is a charity?
Correct. And ERIC's mission is to improve the accuracy of America's voter rolls, enhance voter registration for all eligible citizens, reduce election costs, and increase the efficiency of elections.
Wow, that's a big, important job.
Exactly. For example, in December 2021, ERIC provided information to Arizona election officials that nearly 200,000 individuals on their voting rolls had moved, which helped Arizona maintain accurate voter lists.
Sounds like a necessary cleanup. But back to my data concerns, who provides the data for these voter rolls?
Member states submit data from voter registrations, motor vehicle departments, the Social Security Administration, and the U.S. Postal Service.
Hold on, member states? How do they decide who gets in, and why all of this data?
Any state can join ERIC. It's voluntary. The data is used to identify who has moved, who has passed away, who is registered to vote, and who is not.
I see. But what about the involvement of the Postal Service? Is that really reliable?
Absolutely. They provide crucial information about address changes, and inaccurate addresses can cause delays on election day and the need for provisional ballots.
And fraud.
Indeed, ERIC uses data from various sources to ensure the voter rolls are accurate and to identify potential illegal voting.
Interesting. So ERIC aids in keeping voter records accurate and up to date. It sounds like a critical tool for fair and efficient elections.
Exactly. It's a significant asset in ensuring the integrity of the voting process. And to answer your original questions, I believe that ERIC is good for election integrity. For more information on ERIC, you can check out various resources like the Center for Election Innovation Research or ericstates.org. And thank you, listeners, for being with us today. Join us for our future podcasts about democracy in Arizona as we dig into more interesting topics. This podcast has been brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Arizona. We are a nonpartisan grassroots civic organization that encourages informed and active participation in government. We work to increase understanding of major public policy issues and influence public policy through education and advocacy. With over 100 years of experience, the League is one of America's oldest and most trusted civic nonprofit organizations.